You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something came up yesterday about dollar margaritas.
Yeah, I guess we'll give a free plug to Applebee's because Emily came in yesterday before her show and she's like, can you believe dollar margaritas are back at Applebee's? How cool is that? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go in and plunk a $10 bill down and get 10 margaritas. But then I was like, oh, wait. Oh, no, I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't go into Applebee's ever again.
That was the scene of the crime.
It was the scene of the crime many, many years ago. I was dating a young lady, and she ended up getting a job at the Applebee's while we were dating, and she ended up sleeping with the bartender. Long story short, she fooled around with the bartender. Yeah. So now, ever since then, I've had a bad taste in my mouth for a really decent restaurant, actually, Applebee's. Mm-hmm. So now these dollar margaritas are back, and I can't even go in and get one. Thanks to her. Dang it.
Now, it sounds funny and strange, but I think most of our listeners have at least one thing that has been ruined for them.
It's tainted.
All because of an ex. That's like right. Emily herself, it's so funny. She had a thing for years where driving to the radio station, there was a semi-shortcut that most of us would take to get here, but it involves driving down a street called Ohio. Mm-hmm. Emily got burned by one of her ex-fiancés. I think she's got six ex-fiancés. And this one, number two, I think, burned her. And he lived in Ohio. So she's so like, now, I will never drive on that road.
Everything associated with Ohio is the ex.
And she would not. She avoided a street because it had the same name as the state where he lived. I mean, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
There is a hotel here in town that's a pretty nice hotel, and I like going and doing little getaways. But there's one that I will not go to because of an ex.
Yep.
Bad experience, and I'm just like, I'm never going back there.
Yeah, because once you're in there, that's all you're going to think about.
And
your
ex and the hotel was fantastic and treated us so well, but I'm sorry.
She didn't treat you well.
She didn't. And so I'm like, I'm never going back there.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Nicole's in the power industry, so she designs electrical substations.
I never thought of it that way.
If we ever break up, I can no longer use electricity. Ever again. I will not turn a light on for
you're
the rest
of You're going to be rubbing sticks together for the rest
right.
of your life.
Build little fires.
So if we asked you this morning to have some fun with us and tell us what you can no longer do or what you can no longer listen to or where you can no longer go all because of your ex, or in some cases, because of your SO's ex.
Oh, sure.
Because there's one of those for me, too.
Sure. So, like, he owned a boat or something, and he had a great time
right.
on it.
Right.
It
was like, I don't want anything to do with
right.
it.
Right. Hopefully that wasn't it. Sorry.
No, it wasn't it. All right. Boats. Boats is a whole new,
it's a whole different topic
on our show. Boats. Anyway, so if there has been something that's been completely ruined for you, we want you to have a laugh with us this morning.
Yeah, they're trickling in on Facebook. I have two. Jamie says, I can't stand being in Houston, Texas. My ex went on a quote, weekend vacation there and cheated on me three times.
Wait, I got one just like that.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. This email from Terry. She says, hey, boys, with a Z, by the way.
Holla.
She says, my ex-husband was a huge Dallas Cowboys. It's all Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
My ex-husband was a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. It was such a bad breakup that I can't do anything that involves Dallas. I won't watch any of their sports teams on TV. I won't tolerate any Dallas gear. And I will never in my life go there. Here's the best part. She goes, I even picked a more expensive flight last summer because it changed planes in Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
She says, thank you for validating my weirdness.
That's commitment right there.
She'll pay $50
Where's more. Where's the layover? Hell no.
I'm not going to Dallas. That funny. Is funny.
And then quickly, here's one from Lisa. She says, I had an outfit that I loved. Skinny jeans, short, sexy top. It was adorable. A boyfriend in college broke up with me on a day that I was wearing that outfit. I could never wear it again. I donated it to Goodwill.
Oh, man. If it's one of your favorite
we
outfits.
Ruined her skinny jeans.
Here's Mary on the phone. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What got ruined for you?
I can't say a particular word because my ex-husband, it was the name of the other woman. So.
Oh, you can't say her name.
Okay, can you give us a hint?
Yes.
What does it start with?
Yes, it's a dish soap that supposedly Dawn. Saves lives and helps animals.
Her name is Ajax?
No. Lava? Dawn, huh?
So you can't say Dawn, yeah.
So yeah. You use a different brand of soap then.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
That's pretty funny.
What soap do you use, Mary?
I actually use Ivory.
Ivory, okay, good.
Very Listen,
good.
Thank you for calling our show, and we appreciate you very much.
That is hilarious.
Next up is Scott. Hello, Scott. Welcome.
Hi there, guys.
So hey. What can you no longer do?
Well, it's because of my wife's ex-boyfriend. I'm no longer allowed in any way, shape, or form to do Christopher Walken impersonations.
Because?
Why, was he a fan?
Because that guy would do them 24/7 or random voices, and he would just stick with the accent for days. He would just completely do it.
Has this really shut down your life? In other words, do you usually do a lot of Christopher Walken impressions?
Yeah, why would you do that?
I don't normally, but I do voice acting as kind of a side job. So yeah. I tend to just do quirky voices every now and then. But
what's your favorite
I really
one?
Miss being able to do Walken.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one, it's actually from a recent video game, a character named Reaper.
No. We need one that our listeners know.
Yeah, give one everybody knows.
Well, I'm fine with Christopher Walken.
Okay, give us one of your Christopher Walkensons. Let's hear it.
If we're going to go, then we're going to go. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
That was horrible.
Yeah,
it was really bad.
So no good, Chris.
Yeah, so don't do
it's
that.
It's best if you don't do it.
Please stick with the plan and stop doing
do
that.
Do the video game one. Yeah. Scott, have a great day.
Assuming my wife is probably just not one to hear me. She made up the whole
lot. Right.
All right, Scott, keep practicing.
Wow,
thanks for
that
calling.
That was the worst was Christopher Walken
like horrible
ever
of all time. Of all time.
Here's Carol Ann. Good morning, Carol Ann. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What can you no longer do because of an ex?
My ex-husband's name is Reuben, so I no longer order a Reuben sandwich.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I really like them, too.
Yeah, that's a strong sandwich, the Reuben.
So
that's a bummer.
All right, listen, thank you for calling. Go have a great day. Oh, we lost Sarah.
Oh,
that was one
Sarah.
That I really wanted. Did she really change her name because of an ex? Oh, wait a minute. We're going to get Shannon in here. We have this great call ready to go. And she, what was her story?
It wasn't her. It was her boss who had changed his middle name because his girlfriend's ex was named Scott. So he changed his middle name to Sebastian because he didn't want his middle name to be the same as his girlfriend's ex.
Man, that's
here we are with commitment again, right?
Yeah. Funny.
Wow.
We're crazy, aren't we?